Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Holla! Hey, hey, hey! What is up? Every day is Saturday. It's Sam Crowley, host of the Every Day is Saturday podcast. It is such a pleasure. It is an absolute honor, man. I don't ever take this 10 to 12 minutes we spend together every day for granted. I just don't. Why the hell would I, man? Ex-stuttering college dropout, 20 college credits, most of them are gym and health class, wouldn't even transfer to a junior college. And I have an opportunity to have you just allow me to plant seeds in your entrepreneurial mind to inspire you for 10 minutes a day. Come on, man. I have the greatest life in the world, man. Is it perfect? Whoever said life was perfect, man? Whoever said that? I've seen imperfect, though. I've seen that, baby. I've seen people struggle on, you know, hooked up to oxygen tanks trying to catch their last breath. People in wheelchairs and walkers and all of these ailments. And I'll tell you what, man, that to me, that's somebody that's got a situation where they could be, really? This is my life? But us, you and me, I'll tell you, if you woke up on the right side of the ground, baby, you're upright, you're vertical, it's a pretty damn good day. So let's get it started in the right way. And stop overthinking. Stop overthinking. I can't say that enough, man. I mean, people get started, they want to launch a movement. They want to get going. And I mean movement. I mean, you don't got to do this global thing. I mean, just get your message out there, you know? It will be global the minute you flip the switch online. It will be global. And especially when you launch a podcast, any kind of video, anything, man, it goes all around the world. But yet people don't do that. They don't want to get their message out there. They want to, but they don't. But it's got to be just right, you know? It's got to be, well, you know, it could be a little bit better. It can always be better. Are you kidding me? It could always be better. That dish that you made Sunday night for the family could have been a little bit better. That workout you had could have been a little bit better. Could you have run a little bit further on your morning run? You know, could the paper that you did in college have been a little bit better? Could the project you submitted to the boss been a little bit better? Of course, but you didn't think about it. You just did it and you felt good about the 90% of it, you know, and you didn't figure out, well, you know, the 10% wasn't that great. Don't do that to yourself in business. Don't do that to yourself when you're looking to do something really great, because nobody's there monitoring. Well, did they dot that I? Did they cross that T? Listen to this podcast. Do you think when I hit the stop button on this recording after 10 minutes or so that I could have done more, said more? My God, I drive around almost getting into accidents thinking, oh, I should have said that. But then I don't allow it. I'm like, man, I should have said this. And when I speak on stage, I'm like, oh, man, I didn't catch that. I should have added that one extra slide. But out of 81 slides of a presentation that goes on stage in an hour and a half presentation, do you think I sit there and grip over one or two that I should have added? No. Why? Because I'm so freaking grateful that I got to even present the 81 slides. I'm so freaking grateful I get 10 minutes with you every day. Do you think I'm going to worry about, well, I should have went a couple minutes longer and talked about yesterday's show about retirement? Oh my God, I could have gone on for 55 hours, not even minutes, about how stupid that concept is that we give up the best years of our lives to the employer so we can then have this little thimbleful of life at the end and spend that without the greatest health. Look, are you healthier at age 30 or 70? I don't know. You tell me. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. You know, but I think, you know, and I go to my Tuesday night Bible study when I talk about these guys and girls I have this Bible study with, all the 70 and 80-year-old, 85, my buddy Ken, 85 years old. Now, he's an anomaly, man. This dude's actually pretty spry for 85 years old. But I'm looking, I'm thinking, damn, Would I want to be chasing around my great-grandkids or my grandkids or going to play tennis and golf at the age of 85 or 35? And here's the thing, man. Here's the thing. When you stop overthinking, did you just blink? Yes. Now you're thinking about it. Did I just blink? Yeah, you just blinked three times in the last 5 seconds while you were listening to this podcast, okay? Did you think about it? Hold on. Hey, honey, pause the show. I got to blink. Did your heart think before it had to beat? No. These are involuntary actions that your body does because it just does it without even thinking. Like, you don't need to take your index finger and your thumb and close your eyes. Okay, I'm going to close my eye. I'm going to manually blink my eye. Imagine doing that. Like, imagine, you know, being in the grocery store. Hold on. Hey, honey, can you grab those avocados? No, hold on one second. I just got to close my eye with my index finger and my thumb. And I'm literally doing it right now, by the way. And I'm going to blink. I'm going to manually blink my eyeball. No. Why would you do that in business? Why would you do that in any kind of personal exercise or relationships? Go with your instinct, man. Go with your gut. God blessed you with an amazing supercomputer inside that cranium called the human brain. And he didn't give you that so you would sit there and use it with paralysis by analysis and overthink everything. 90% of what you got is better than 100% of what anybody else is even thinking about doing that they never did. The perfect plan that never gets implemented is absolutely useless. But you know this already. But why are you overthinking it? Why are you overthinking all of these decisions, you know? Well, you know, when people come to me, they're like, hey, Sam, okay, now, when we talk about a podcast or a landing page or a thank you page, or are you going to connect my Instagram and my social media, my YouTube? Yeah, of course, we're going to do all that. You ready to get going? Well, one more question. No more death by question mark, man. No more death by question mark. Let's just get going, because here's what you're going to find. It's so much more fun to have momentum. Do you honestly think we're going to start out running in the wrong direction? I mean, do you think we're going to run east looking for a sunset? No. I get people fill out coaching applications. You know, if they go to the old application, which you can too if you want, samcrowleycoaching.com, and they fill out that questionnaire, and they'll say, hey, I want to know, you know, what am I getting for my investment? I don't even call the people. I don't even email them back. It's not that it's not a valid question, but they're not booking the call. Okay. You go to Launch with Sam. That's why I took the application part out of it. So look, guys, if you're in the coaching and consulting business, get people on the phone. Get them on the phone so you can help them. And here's what happens. Funniest thing happens. When you help people, whatever it is your intellectual property is, whatever that is. Mine is launching movements. I can take anybody, anytime, any place, create massive moment. I'm not saying I in an arrogant sense. I'm just saying I was blessed with this to be able to create a message. That's it. To find the message that launches the movement. That's what I've been blessed with. What have you been blessed with? And when you figure that out, get on the phone with people and start helping as many people as you can. Don't worry about, well, what if they ask about coaching or my products or my packages or this or that or can you do that? Don't even think about that. You're thinking the blink. You're thinking the blink. Don't think the blink. Don't do it to yourself. You're going to cause yourself never to create momentum. You know what people want? They want two things. That's it. Two things. Well, I'm simplifying it, but let me just say what I think most people who would hire you. You know what they want? They want momentum. Isn't momentum a powerful word? Momentum. It's power, man. So they want momentum, and then they want to be held accountable to get it done. That's it. You give them those two things, you're ahead of 99.99999% of people out there who are thinking, okay, now, in part of my business plan here, I've got an outline. No, none of that works. Nope, I don't want that. I wouldn't even want to do business with that person, first of all. There's a place for that person, but that's the accountant. Apologies to all my accountant listeners out there. But the bean counters, the strategy men and women out there, the analysis by paralysis, I couldn't work with you, man. I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. I want to get going. I want momentum. Make sure I'm not running east looking for a sunset. That's all I want. I ain't going to think the blink, baby. I ain't going to think the blink. I'm going to blink, and I'm going to keep moving. I'm going to blink, and I'm going to keep moving. Now you guys are going to be thinking just about blinking all day long, which is actually pretty funny in and of itself. But the whole reason for today's show, number one, I'm so freaking grateful for this podcast. You have no idea. I wake up in the morning, my feet hit the floor, and I'm like heart pumping to get I dropped my girls off. It's funny now. I got the Crowley Roadster. I'll give you a little bit of 20-second insight. I got the Crowley minivan. I went and picked up. Now we got two girls that we're picking up on top of my girls that we're picking up. So now we got a van full of girls. So you know what I did? Of course I embarrassed my kids. I sang Jonas Brothers Sucker out loud without any music in the background. So I'm taking them to the Jonas Brothers concert September 11th here in Cincinnati. We go together. Yeah, just listen to Sucker. You'll know what I'm talking about. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, then you don't have teenage girls. Anywho, All right. When I get started in the day, I get jacked up to take my kids to school, number one. Number two, to record this show. What gets you jacked up? And if you don't get the blood pumping and the blood flowing and everything rocking and rolling around that, man, then you're doing it wrong. And here's the thing. You already got the answer. There's no like handbook. Hey, how do I blink? Okay. If I put a book on Amazon, how to blink, do you think anyone would buy it? No. So why are you overthinking this stuff, man? Get going. Just create momentum and then be held accountable. I would love to help you. Go to launchwithsam.com. I'd love to help you create momentum and hold you accountable to getting that done. I promise you, you're going to be smiling like you ate a banana sideways. All right, go to launchwithsam.com. Here's what you need to do right now. All right, think about the direction and where you want to go. Where is that? Don't drive east looking for the sunset. Okay, so get going. Just go in the right direction. Just go in the right direction. Okay, you know what that direction is. You know what this is. So don't overthink it and then hold yourself accountable to hitting benchmarks. All right, whatever that looks like. In my business, all right, that would be, all right, I want to record some piece of content today, audio, video, whatever it is, Facebook Live, podcast, get it done, and then hold myself accountable. What time am I going to get it done by? 9 a.m., 10 a.m., noon, whatever it is. Oh, but you got four kids, and you got a child. Hey, it doesn't matter, man. In that case, it's just not a priority. Don't throw the excuses out there, all right? You want to lose 20 pounds, lose 20 pounds. You want to get in great shape, get great shape. It's saying I don't have the time, homie, don't play that game, man. Nobody's buying that crap. You can't say, the only person buying that is you. All right, so don't say I don't have the time. Say it's not a priority. That way, at least you're being honest with yourself, okay? Whatever it is you want to do, two things. Go in the right direction. Just take one step. I'm not saying you got to sprint. Just take one step in the right direction, all right? Number two, hold yourself accountable to getting a very small win. Very, very small win. And when you do that, man, you can't help. What happens? Things are in motion. What happens? Crowley's Law, they tend to stay in motion. I stole that from somebody. Newton, somebody like that. All right. I'm jacked up, baby. Thank you. I love you guys. If you don't mind, if you get a minute, could you leave a rating on iTunes for the Everyday Saturday podcast? I surely would appreciate that. And if you can't do it right now, then you can't do it right now. But at some point, can you leave a 5-star rating for the show? It helps. It really does. It helps other people just like you, rock stars like yourself, find the podcast on iTunes. All right. We'll be back and better than ever. Back like vertebrae. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.